Just one paragraph, go back to the last time. Once there was adoration at the convent of the Sister of the Holy Family. I went there in the evening with one of our sisters. As soon as I entered the chapel, the presence of God filled my soul. I pray, as I do at certain times, without saying a word. Suddenly, I saw the Lord, who said to me, "Know that if you neglect the matter of the painting of the image of the whole work of mercy, you will have to answer for multitudes of souls on the day of judgment." Seriously. Huh? After these words of our Lord, a certain fear filled my soul, and alarm took hold of me. Try as I would, I could not calm myself. These words kept resounding in my ears. So I will not only have to answer for myself on the day of judgment, but also for the souls of others. These words cut deep into my heart. When I returned home, I went to the little sister, fell on my face before the Blessed Sacrament, and said to the Lord, "I will do everything in my power, but I beg you to be always with me and to give me strength to do your holy will." We always have to ask this special grace, that we have the grace to do the will of God for us, first and foremost. "For you can do everything, while I can do nothing on myself." Just the same, no? For us, we are nothing. We need His help. It has happened to me for some time now that I immediately sense in my soul when someone is praying for me, and I likewise sense it in my soul when some soul asks me for prayer, even though they do not speak to me about it. A sense of communion. He sends someone is praying for her, and she feels that you have to pray for someone, you know, from soul. The feeling is one of the sudden disquiet, as if someone were calling me, and when I pray, I obtain peace. So unless he started to pray, you know, not at peace. Once I decided very much to receive Holy Communion, but I had a sudden doubt, and I did not go. Kind of scrupulous. Maybe she's had committed a big sin and dare not go to communion. I suffered greatly because of this. It seemed to me that my heart would burst from the pain. When I set about my work, my heart full of bitterness, Jesus suddenly stood by me and said, "My daughter, do not omit Holy Communion, unless you know well that your fall was serious. Apart from this, no doubts must stop you from uniting yourself with me in the mystery of my love. Your minor faults will disappear in my love like a piece of straw thrown into a great furnace. Now that you grieve me much when you fail to receive me in Holy Communion." She felt sad because she didn't receive Holy Communion. It will be far from Jesus. He cannot survive. Do you agree? Do you agree for us also? If we are far from Jesus, we cannot have real peace. And as well, you were united. For her, of course, she's in living in common. She needs communion. But for you also, if you don't pray hard, you don't keep close related to Jesus, you don't have peace. You won't have much peace. You may tell yourself, "I have peace." But still, If you're not prayer enough, Jesus is still far away. In the evening, when I entered the small chapel, I heard these words in my soul. My daughter, consider these words. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. So when Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, you know, really he prayed hard. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. So when you suffer more, you need, this is quite natural, no? When you need, you pray more. Or someone in the Philippines needs some help and you don't know how to do it, you pray more, right? This is quite human. When I started to think about them more deeply, much light streamed into my soul. I learned how much we need perseverance in prayer, and that our salvation often depends on such difficult prayer. When I was at Kids to replace some of the sisters for a short time, I went across the garden one afternoon and stopped on the shore of the lake. I stood there for a long time, contemplating my surroundings. Suddenly, I saw the Lord Jesus near me, and he graciously said to me, "All these I created for you, my spouse. You know that all this beauty is nothing compared to what I have prepared for you in eternity." So you feel that kind of special love, Jesus' love for Faustina. And don't think that only for Faustina is this way. The same Jesus treating you sweet. He may call you sweetheart. He may call you my dears. But you don't feel, because we don't have this kind of relatedness towards Jesus. And we don't suffer much. So for his sake, we avoid. You know, we sometimes say yes to whatever. Something, yes. But not all. You know, you can see how much she suffered all her life. Companions, situation, his health, her health. My soul was inundated with such consolation that I stayed there until evening, feeling the love of God in the whole universe. And it seemed to me like a brief moment, if really you live in God. 1,000 years later, a second, right? That's what God, the scripture says. For God, 1,000 years, just 1 second. Short period. If you really have this Jesus, have this God love in your soul, time ran fast. That was my free day, set apart for a one-day retreat. So I was quite free to devote myself to prayer. Oh, how the infinite, the good God pursues us with his goodness. It often happens that the Lord grants me the greatest graces when I do not at all expect them. O blessed host, in golden chalice enclosed for me, that through the vast wilderness of exile I may pass, pure, immaculate, undefiled, O grant that through the power of your love, this may come to me. O blessed host, take up your dwelling within my soul. O thou, my heart's purest heart, with your brilliance the darkness dispel. Refuse your grace the humble heart. O blessed host, enchantment of all heaven, though your beauty be veiled and captured the crumbs of bread, strong faith tears away that veil. Although we can see Jesus, the sign outwardly is the bread, but Jesus is there. Only with our eye of faith can see Jesus there. The crusade date, which is the 5th of the month, happened to fall on the first Friday of the month. This was my day of keeping watch before the Lord Jesus. Adoration, no? It was my duty to make amends to the Lord for all offenses and acts of disrespect and to pray that on this day no sacrilege be committed. This day my spirit was set aflame with special love for the Eucharist. It seemed to me that I was transformed into blazing fire. When I was about to receive Holy Communion, a second hose fell onto the priest's sleeve, and I did not know which hose I was to receive. After I had hesitated for a moment, the priest made an impatient gesture with his hand to tell me I should receive the hose. I mean, the hose fall into the sleeve of the priest. Then the priest asked her to take the hose. When I took the hose he gave me, the other one fell onto my hands, the two hose. One is from sleeve, and the one is given to the priest from the priest, and then one fall to her head. The priest went along the altar rail to distribute communion, and I held the Lord Jesus in my hand all that time, because by that time we receive only by mouth, not by hand. So she dare not touch. The other piece of the Holy Communion was in your hand. So the priest already ran away, and so she held the hose in her hand. I raised the hose for him to put it back into the chalice for the priest. Because when I had first received Jesus, I had not speak about before resuming the hose, and so could not tell him that the other had fallen. But while I was holding the hose in my hand, I felt such a power of love that for the rest of the day, I could neither eat nor come to my senses. I heard these words from the Lord. I desire to rest in your hand, not only in your heart. Whole body. Just want to be restful in us, body, mind, and spirit. Got the tongue for 5 seconds and finish. And at that moment, I saw the little Jesus. And when the priest approached, I saw once again only the hose. So those are Paul poetry, so I'm not good at reading poems, so I skip this part. Now it's going to 1933, Warsaw, probation before perpetual vows. When I learned that I was going for probation, what's the time of probation? Probation the time before final vows or what? The probation time? Beginning of the 6 years, before it was apostolate. Apostolate and then the probation. Novitiate after apostolate, no?
Yeah,
after
novitiate is juniorate.
Juniorate. So when his probation means
one year before the perpetual is called that
tertiary. So this probation means the 6 years.
Yes.
Wow, so long, huh? When I learned I was going for probation, my heart beats with joy at the thoughts of an immense grace, that of the perpetual vows. I went before the Blessed Sacrament. When I immersed myself in prayer of thanksgiving, I heard these words in my soul. My child, you are my delight. You are the comfort of my heart. I grant you as many graces as you can hold. As often as you want to make me happy, speak to the world about my great and unfathomable mercy. So she still asks her to make to the world known divine mercy. A week before I was told about the probation, I entered the chapel for a moment, and Jesus said to me, "At this moment, the superiors have decided which sisters are going to take perpetual vows. Not all of them will be granted this grace, but this is their own fault. He who does not take advantage of small graces will not receive great ones. But to you, my child, this grace is being given." My soul was seized with joyful surprise, because a few days earlier, one of the sisters had said to me, "Sister, you will not go in for the third probation. I myself will see to it that you will not be permitted to make your vows." Little sisters. I said nothing to the sister, but I felt with great pain, which I tried to conceal as best I could. "Oh Jesus, how strange are your ways! I now see that people can do very little on their own, for I did make my probation as Jesus had told me." In prayer, I always find light and strength of spirit, although there are moments so trying and hurtful that it's sometimes difficult to imagine that these things can happen in a convent. Strangely, God sometimes allows them, but always in order to manifest or develop virtue in a soul. There is a reason for trials. So trials can happen anywhere, not only the convent, in the household work. No, everywhere, but trial. "Why you do this thing? I'm shouting." Or the angry eye, those no words because sometimes I don't know how to say it. "Look at you." This is the reason for trials, for our sanctity, right? You have to live like Sister Faustina in a convent. So difficult also, your kitchen is very difficult also. The same, sanctification everywhere, not only the convent, right sister? Sanctification belongs to everybody, not only to the sisters or to the priests. Today, November 1932, I arrived in Warsaw for the third probation, the third. That means 6 years, eh? The third year. After a cordial meeting with the dear mothers, I went into the small chapel for a moment. Suddenly, God's presence filled my soul and heard these words. "My daughter, I desire that your heart be formed after the model of my merciful heart. You must be completely imbued with my mercy." With the heart of Jesus. We too are all invited to have the heart of Jesus. Today is the feast of Blessed Trinity, no? Dear Mother Directress Margaret once asked me whether I had had a retreat that year, and I said no. "Then you must first have a retreat of at least 3 days. Thanks be to God, there was at Warendo an 8 days retreat in which I could take part. But difficulties arose in regard to my living for this retreat. A certain person opposed my going very much. It already appeared that I was not to go. After dinner, I went into the chapel for a 5-minute adoration. Suddenly, I saw the Lord Jesus, who said to me, "My daughter, I am preparing my graces for you, which you will receive during this retreat, which you will begin tomorrow." I answered, "Jesus, the retreat has already begun. I am not supposed to go." And he said to me, "Get ready for it, because you will begin the retreat tomorrow. And as for your departure, I will arrange that with the superiors." And in an instant, Jesus disappeared. I began to wonder how this was going to happen. But after a moment, I rejected all such thoughts and devoted the time I had to prayer, beginning the Holy Spirit for the light to see the whole mystery that I am. After a short while, I left the little chapel to go about my duties. Soon, Mother General Michael called me and said, "Sister, you will go to Warendo today with Mother Valeria so that you can start the retreat tomorrow." Fortunately, Mother Valeria happens to be here and you can go together. Within 2 hours, I was already in Warendo. I reflected for a moment within myself and recognized that only Jesus can arrange things in such a way. Maybe they're afraid that she go by herself. She's so weak and nobody accompanying her. So what can you do? So there's another sister just come visiting, and then Valeria, and then so she can go together with her. But a person who so strongly opposed my participation in the retreat saw me. She's so surprised and dissatisfaction, my goodness. The sisters are really horrible sometimes. Paying no heed to this, I greeted her affectionately and went to visit the Lord in order to learn how I should conduct myself during the retreat. So you see, there are people always not always pleasant surrounding. Not always. There are some people, always some people. Sorry. No, just finish this part. My conversation with the Lord Jesus before the retreat. Jesus told me that this retreat will be a little different from others. Jesus says, "You shall strive to maintain a profound peace in respect to your communings with me. I will remove all doubts in this regard. I know that you are at peace now as I speak to you. But the moment I stop talking, you will start looking for doubts. But I want you to know that I will affirm your soul to such a degree that even if you wanted to be troubled, it will not be within your power. And as a proof that it is I who am speaking to you, you will go to confession on the second day of the retreat to the priest who is preaching the retreat. You will go to him as soon as he has finished his conference and will present to him all your doubts concerning me. I will answer you through his lips, and then your fears will end. During the retreat, observe such strict silence that it will be as though nothing exists around you. You shall speak only to me and to your confessor. You will ask your superiors only for penance. Three persons. Ask the superiors for penance. Talk the spiritual director and then to Jesus. When we be with Jesus, absolute silence. Silence of heart. Not silence of mouth. You must keep your mouth shut. But your mind go wild. I'm not sure if at times in the mass, 1 hour, how much time you are present, how much time you are really flying over the roof. You're supervising the mass, but you're not really, your body and mind, your soul is really high, but your body is no. That's what we are. I felt immense joy that the Lord would show me such kindness and know himself so much for my sake. You know, Jesus worked through people. I just wonder, why didn't Jesus directly? He can tell her whatever she needs to do, but no. Through my confessor, he will tell you what to do. It needs our humility, you know? It just works a wonderful way. He needs people to have people. So, thank the Lord, we have a good sister to teach us these little things with joy, no matter where you go. Same, you know, don't think if I'm in a convent that you have peace. Don't think about these things. So I'm not saying that you don't have to go to the convent if you're single, still single, you're thinking, you might think of, no matter where you go, it's always Jesus. Jesus is the kitchen, and as well in the chapel. Otherwise, you'll be miserable, right? Okay.